You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Assholes, we got on this ship anyhow.
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
The master of ceremonies, treachery.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dickhead. You totally fucked me there.
Resident shitbag, Murphy.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The deep thinker, Chief.
God damn it, man. I swear, you guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here.
And finally, the man. Minority himself, Decap.
You gotta promise me, no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
How you feeling there, Max?
Good enough! You fuck your mother!
Can't believe you came on my mom.
Well, that's it. Sounds like everybody's here. All that's missing is you. Get in the chat room, get on the phones, and get involved. Spankwagon Radio.
It's Friday night! And you know what that means, don't ya? Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the greatest internet radio show! It is now time for Spank Wagon Radio! Tonight, we experience fallout like you've never experienced before. Don't forget, we're going to have the classic Spank Wagon Roundtable.
I'll figure.
And I always forget that my mic's off at the wrong time. Time! I'm your host, Trencher. Let's get the other mics on.
And I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
Woo! Spank Wagon Radio.
Peg that bitch out. It's on the air.
Oh my God, here we are, Friday night, just a couple minutes after the hour. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
All right, got to cover that one more time, make sure people know. And again, Spank Wagon Radio, if you're listening to us live, we've got a lot of fun ways to play along. If you're listening to us in the archive or in the podcast, we've got other ways you can join us as well. First off, to our live people, don't forget you can go to our official site, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link that you see in the upper left-hand side and chat with us in the chat room. We've got the webcam up and ready to go, so you can stare at our mugs. You know, the thing I'm disappointed was a guest bailed.
Yeah, you know, guys, I booked, and again, it's my flaky guess. I booked a dominatrix and her sub to come in. They were supposed to be here a half hour ago. I am not holding.
They no called, no showed.
So I guess they're fired at this point. Yeah, it's just, but, you know, I have a long history of guests flaking, don't
I? Well, I think it's kind of a common thing. Like, you try to book a guest and they're always busy. It's sort of the Ann Coulter personalities.
Yeah, but all the way up until yesterday, I got a confirmation on it. And I was like, all right, cool. So we'll see you there. And nothing.
I you know what? We got to start doing like more same day confirmations or something like that. All right. We got a lot of stuff to cover with the show. A lot of things to cover from last week. A lot of feedback. Chief's showing us some stuff he wants to bring up for the roundtable. We got the roundtable going tonight. As always, we want you to join along. And for those of you who are listening to us live, we want you to join along. We want you to be part of the Spankwagon Roundtable. Jot this phone number down now. Chief is going to put it in the chat room. 1-866-587-6257. Or for those of you who prefer letters, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Give us a call at that number when the Spankwagon Roundtable pops up, so that way you could join us in whatever conversation we're having. Plus, anytime you really want to just talk to us about anything.
Anything at all.
And
anything.
Who doesn't want their voice on the radio?
And who doesn't want to be heard?
Seriously.
You're listening to people all over the country. No, nay.
Over the world.
All over the world. We have listeners all over. So we know that you want to be heard.
We've had listeners with Tourette's Syndrome.
Yeah, we've had our guests with Tourette's Syndrome.
Yeah. Yes.
So, all right. So at the intro there, I was mentioning something the effect of Fallout. Fallout from last week. There was an interesting amount of fallout from last week.
That isn't the kind that you have to wrap yourself in newspapers and duck under a desk for, right?
Pretty damn close.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been waiting for this song all fucking week.
Just shut up and let it play.
Girl, I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar, gay bar. Let's start a war. Nuclear war at the gay bar, gay bar, gay bar. Wow! At the gay bar, now tell me, do you?
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard that song.
Were you at the gay bar? Oh, shit, I gotta shit again.
Were you naked?
oh my god, are you
I've got something to put in you. I've got something to put in you. I've got something to put in you. At the gay bar, gay bar, gay bar. Superstar at the gay bar. You're a superstar at the gay bar. Superstar.
Superstar. Okay. So while Murphy's taking a dump, this is ample and prime time to kind of cover exactly what the fuck went on last week.
Like you said, it was a major fallout.
It wasn't necessarily fallout as so much as, well, last week we welcomed a brand new syndicate, Lips 106 FM, internet radio out of Upper New York, New York State. So we welcomed them aboard, and then we noticed some of their listeners were in our chat room. We're like, hey, blah, 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 and they started giving feedback. But the feedback was really anti-Murphy, which kind of doesn't surprise me. I mean, we're kind of anti-Murphy.
Yeah.
We're kind of anti-each other, too, though. Faggot, and so on and so forth. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Oh, that's a one.
One,
one,
yes,
tally
one
for you.
Thank you. So, well, actually, does the song count because I played it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, I'll say
two.
Yeah. No, no. Two. How many times do they say it in a song?
Oh, come
like a billion.
On.
If this was a gay drinking game, dude, you'd be fucked.
One. Okay, so here's how it works out. Someone asked if I'm losing weight. Hardly. I love our chat room. Basically, what had happened was there ended up being an absolute knockdown, drag out, shout fest. Just an absolute yelling and screaming shout fest.
Have you ever gone to a fight with a syndicate before?
I've never. Okay, I've had syndicates drop me like just without warning or without knowledge. Like I'll be still linking to their site, and I go to their site because I do about a once a week check, and I'm nowhere to be seen on any of their schedule listings. You know, it happens. I mean, yeah. It happens to all of us. I think except for some of the more major ones that actually have a real honest-to-God contract, you know, which I'm not going to do because I believe in, you know, easy come, easy go kind of an attitude with this stuff.
Free internet.
Free internet, radio. And that's exactly it. I can't hold you guys, you know, hold a syndicate that you must play me. You must play me and you must ensure I get a 4.0 rating. Bullshit. You know, it's internet radio. We're crude. We're lewd. Isn't that a movie line? We're crude, we're lewd. Anyway.
We're something.
We're something.
We'll give it that.
You know, so we can't hold people to it. Well, anyhow, last week basically degraded into an absolute fucking shout fest.
That's right.
I mean, Murphy and Brad from Lips were just going at each other's throats. It was really bad. To the point where I threw Murphy out of the studio, and he
almost
quit right there. Right there.
Yeah.
He was packing up all of his hardware, his laptop and everything he had with him, and he almost left because he felt that I really put him in a bad spot when really I just wanted to kind of get the shouting to stop for a little bit. You know, I mean, I have my methods and in ways, and we yelled about this for about, what, I'd say an hour
yeah.
after the show?
Well, I was afraid that Murphy was actually going to pull a Mike Tyson and start chewing on freaking Gorilla's ear.
Hey, you know, I was thinking he was going to do it as well. Hey, here comes Dookie Stain.
Are you okay, dude?
He's clutching it, man. All right.
You gotta lube that shit,
dude. My asshole hurts now.
You gotta lube.
Super dumb.
I wipe too hard, man.
All right, so here's the thing. Last week we were talking about the Shout Fest. We were talking about how everything went well. I wanted you to back here because I have something that I think is it's way more professional than I think we can be. So let me go ahead and read this. This is an email I received from Brad last week after the show, sent to radio@spankwagon.net. Here it says, apology letter, basically, but it says, "Dear Murphy, the parent company of this station has ordered that I apologize for my actions on last night's show. I will be disciplined for my words and actions. I am sorry for any trouble I may have caused you or the show. Brad, you know, Lips, FM, blah, blah, blah." All right, I got to say this right now. What trouble did he cause?
Yeah, I'm actually really shocked that a parent company would do that.
I am kind of shocked because we were, I mean,
I thought it was good radio.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to accept this, you know, apology, and it's a great apology. We do have a official retort to play, though. We'll get to that. But the thing is, thank you for the apology, but we're not going to accept it on the grounds of you have nothing to apologize for.
And it
for.
Is so not needed.
We love this stuff. You know,
isn't this what freedom of radio is all about
you.
On the internet?
So my question, I guess, is why does the parent company of Lips 106 hate America?
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Oh,
my God.
Freedom.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly has just entered his soul.
I'm not going to run that route. Look, Brad, you know what, dude? I feel bad that you had to apologize because there is absolutely not needed whatsoever.
There was the only hard feelings felt in the studio at all was from Murphy to me when I kicked him out.
And you and I had that out outside.
We had that out outside for about an hour after the show.
Yep.
Yeah. They slapped each other around
We continued yelling. Yeah. Don't, you know, and this goes to all syndicates. This goes to especially Lips FM.
Syndicates that might want to pick us
up. Spank Wagon Radio fully and truly and wholeheartedly believes in the First Amendment. So much so that when things like that happen, that's not offensive to us. Our community standards don't define that as offensive. Our community standards for Spank Wagon, and I'm speaking for our listeners, a majority of our listeners, they know who we are. They know how straightforward we are. I don't think you need to apologize for anything you've said or anything you've done.
The only thing an affiliate would ever need to apologize to us for is if they edited our show for content.
Or that one time one of a bump got played in the middle of our show.
Yeah.
Or supposedly, but it didn't. And we don't know the truth.
But technical glitches happen. Now, if somebody edited our show without our knowledge, our consent, that would be another thing.
Exactly. So for Brad out there, I hope you're listening. If you're not listening live, when you're listening on Saturday night when we play on Lips, you don't have to apologize. We are half-heartedly accepting it, but that's because, well,
I thought it made for great radio.
I thought it made for awesome radio as well.
We had good numbers.
And we have the official retort.
Exactly.
Response.
Now, you guys know what this is. I have no idea.
Yeah, you have no idea what this is. Here is the official Spank Wagon response.
I'm afraid.
To this apology and to the events of last week.
Put your ass in the air.
Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know one or more people. Anal sex. I think it's a moral between two men. Well, I know it's two men. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex. Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. You don't stop talking about anal sex. I think it's a moral between two men. Well, I know that because I think it's gross and immoral. Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex.
All right, there's the official retort.
Oh, my.
We hand this next part over to Brad.
Brad.
Not necessarily Lips FM.
Just Brad.
But just Brad. We're keenly awaiting your retort now to us. Because, as we said, we're accepting your apology. It's hard to say how we're accepting this, but you don't have to apologize. This is what we're about. We're that internet radio show. We're that radio show that will go there, that will go that far, that has that sort of connection with its listeners, with its syndicates, with the station. I can get Jimmy Diggs in here and we can start doing stupid stuff like that right now. And it's all good because we know it's a show. You know, it's just a radio show, people. Yeah. So last week,
comedy.
It's just comedy of any kind.
By the way, Murphy,
yes.
That song used up your entire show's worth of anal sex jokes.
You know, can I tell him about this? I'm going to go through. I'm going to pull up the email that I wrote. You know, one of the things Brad. One of the things that Brad brought up.
Damn it, Janet.
Dr. Scott.
Rocky.
Bullwinkle.
Exactly. One of the things he brought up was that I had made a lot of gay references in the show that night.
So you went and you downloaded the show in the podcast, of course.
And I listened to it. Now, in the first break, up to the first break, there were no specific anal sex comments made by anyone. But the total number of gay references, Trencher had 12.
Damn.
Chief had 4.
4.
I had 9. And Gorilla had 11.
So Gorilla and I... Gorilla and I had the most anal sex references the whole night.
And I gotta tell you,
I think there's a connection between you and Gorilla.
There was, and honestly, no one other than you and Gorilla Trench had any up until probably about the last 5 minutes before the break, and then it just started flying.
Really?
But then from the second break, or up from the end of that break, all the way up to where Brad called in. Let's see, Trench, you had 1. Chief had none. Gorilla had a couple of them. I don't have them written down. And I only had 4. But into the entire show, 1 anal sex comment was made. And that was during my argument with Brad. And that was me commenting on the actual definition of sodomy.
Interesting.
That was the only anal sex comment made throughout the entire evening. So I think Brad's just... I think he was just misinformed.
Okay.
Was reading more into the show. Granted, past nights there have been ass sex jokes to look. We might as well
say it. Let's say it. Hold on. There's been enough ass sex jokes to make a proctology convention happy.
Yes. Oh boy.
Not to mention that soundbite.
Which one?
The chief is.
Oh, yeah. Chief is gay.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that soundbite.
Yeah.
But it's a more of a biography. All right. So here's what we want, folks. Anybody got anything they got to say about this part? Give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Of course, we love our listener listener participation because, quite honestly,
makes for good radio.
You guys are good radio.
Hell yeah.
We're especially boring as fuck. Yeah. You guys are good radio.
You guys are some funny shit.
All right. So what else do we got?
Well, there's something I did want to talk about. Can you bring the music bed down?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
There is something that's happened now, and you guys have all seen it, and quite frankly, you hear it. Okay. And that would be the lack of the gorilla.
Yes, he no gorilla.
He did leave on Tuesday after many car problems. I took him to AutoZone like twice. But anyway, I wanted to play this. And he will be missed. He was a good friend.
Smash.
And you know, it's going to be
like
hard.
Me, but I'm angry.
It's going to be hard without him here with us. And my ribs will feel better, but
so will my arm
and your toe. Looks like you got crushed you last week.
My eyes.
But the gorilla was a vital part of the show, I feel, and he gave us a really interesting look into that, into what he brings into that kind of redneck blue construction collar worker, blue collar lifestyle. Because the rest of us are all white collar guys.
I think you're cheering up.
I am, dude. My asshole's cinching up too.
Yeah.
But, oh, that's another one. But anyway, we're gonna miss the monkey. We are. He's a good guy to have around. He's a lot of fun. And, Monkey, this is for you, my friend.
Keep this up. I'm going to start crying.
It's like a drunk at a piano.
Speaking of which, do you think Gorilla is a little drunk right now?
I don't know. I can't get a hold of him. I haven't gotten a hold of him since he left the state.
Interesting. So, by the way, we now officially, or for this show only, have the official gay counter.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Say it.
Ass sex. Oh, you're going to have to do that into the mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gay fellatio. Oh, boy. Who's keeping track?
Whoever get it.
Whoever downloads this over the weekend and starts counting.
Great. So, okay, that's what I wanted to say about the monkey. So.
Oh, sorry. It was reaction there. All right.
Is there anything you wanted to say, Chief?
Anything you want to say to the monkey?
Just, you know, we're going to miss the big hulking piece of meat.
That was beautiful timing.
That was nice. You anything? Know, you really have to do this every week, don't you?
Every week. Yeah,
every week. Oh, Phonoki!
Let's redo last week's Phonoki since
was
no one
week?
Called in. Last week was an elderly woman behind the counter.
I still have no idea what this whole Phonoki thing
Phonoki!
Is.
Phonoki!
I understand all right, concept. I
tell the people
the
what
reality.
They're looking for tonight, Trench.
Right now, tonight, what song we're going to play? Why don't we put it in the background a little bit here?
Okay, here, let me
this is going to be tonight's Phonoki, and I'll explain what Phonoki is. At any time in the show, you're going to want to start singing this song. But here's how you do it. All you have to do is give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. You give us a phone call. You say, I want a Phonoki. We load the song. You sing karaoke style with the song. It's sort of like singing in your shower. But,
except with millions of people listening.
But more people can hear you without seeing you.
And I think we should implement a new rule.
Which is?
If we don't get anyone to call by the end of the show, one of us has to do it.
Fair enough. All
right.
Fair enough. I like this song. I just don't know all the lyrics, but I like the song.
Unfortunately, I know all the lyrics.
So
that's this week's Phonoki.
So that's this. But one more time.
Okay, one more time?
One more time.
All right.
I seem to recognize your face.
And by the way, it is elderly woman behind the counter. It's not Lonely Man.
No, Lonely Man is the Hulk theme.
Oh,
that we
okay.
played earlier.
Oh, the Hulk theme's going on. Got it.
Can I find a candle of thought to light your name?
Good stuff. Love that stuff. All right, so that's what's going on with Phonoki. Remember that throughout the show. This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Woo!
So that's what, that's pretty much you guys had. I mean, we had a great week last week. How was your week in between the implosion or the explosion and the implosion?
I had to buy new shoes.
You had to buy new shoes. You got some ugly fucking Nikes.
I like these shoes. I actually like those Nikes.
They're comfortable.
They look freaking awesome.
They're ugly. I mean, they're really heinously ugly in my opinion.
What about them are ugly?
Well, first off, they were probably made by kids you saw while you were over in China.
Yeah, probably.
Actually, I think
they're Nikes.
Yeah, I did
so
see
that's
that.
A safe bet.
It's the same thing.
Okay, so they're probably made by those kids. Safe bet right there. I don't know. Just something about them. It looks Swedish.
They're
comfy,
it looks
Norwegian.
They're comfy.
And you're calling me emo, and it looks Swedish?
Okay, dude, emo is... Swedish isn't emo.
Hello?
No, Swedish would be like IKEA.
Yeah, exactly.
So
cheap,
gay.
Disposable, everywhere.
Oh, gay. Hit it.
Wow.
That's just fun.
Hey, asshole, you took me down.
Oh, sorry. Try now.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, boy.
All right, enough of that shit.
I went to the dentist.
Oh, dear.
No. It wasn't a bad thing. No, this is just routine cleaning, getting me prepared for...
Well, come on. If you're going to talk about something like, I had to go to the dentist,
okay.
Make it fucking heinous.
Okay, I went
Did
in.
Did you say
everything.
Anus?
I said heinous with an H.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, I'm going to have my wisdom teeth removed.
Oof, Christ.
Oh, been there, done that.
By a midget.
What?
A transsexual midget. Wait.
That's close enough.
Transsexual.
Okay.
That's close enough.
Well, wait, now Eddie Izzard's transsexual, but he's not gay. Dude, it sounds like you just killed it.
I'm listening.
Aside from Eddie Izzard being a brilliant
come on, anybody
comic,
wants to dress like a woman?
That doesn't mean you're gay. It just means you have better taste, because, quite frankly, we dress like a couple of fucking idiots. Guys don't dress well.
No, what we dress like, shut up. What we dress like...
Oh, that's because you're gay.
I can't argue with that. So, fuck this thing. All right, so basically, what we dress like, though, is like jeans, t-shirt or polo, and shoes, like sneakers or black or brown shoes.
Yeah.
We dress like the Gen X... Gen Y, Gen fucking whatever that we think we are.
The disaffected youth we wish we still were.
You know, exactly.
That you wish you lived in Seattle and
No, I don't wish I lived in Seattle. I don't like the goddamn rain.
Too late.
Hold on, I'm going to close the door. All right, so... So basically, you know, I don't... disenfranchised youth were everywhere. You know, it wasn't just Seattle, but I'm from fucking Iowa. Oh, by the way, notice the shirt.
Corn-fed
T-shirt on. Anybody in the webcam?
But see, that's the thing. Like, everybody in the '60s had a reason and a right to be disenfranchised. What the fuck did kids in the 1990s have to be disenfranchised?
Dude, we
about?
Had
the death of Kurt Cobain.
No,
really.
I will say,
I want to know.
Hold on, I didn't get Nirvana until I became older. I never listen. I listen to diehard techno and trance and rave and electronica. Okay, I never understood Kurt Cobain at all until I got older, and then I listened to it again as I was older. That sort of thing going on. The disenfranchised. When I was fucking 18, no. The only disenfranchising I was trying to do is from my parents. Pure and simple.
Yeah.
You know, this didn't register with me when I was 18, or it was actually 16 or 17 when he died.
Dude, Nirvana hit me like day one, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
In
all
fact,
of us.
That,
all
that
of
was
us.
The first CD I ever
Never
owned.
Mind.
Was Never yeah. Mind.
One of my first. It was craziness.
Yeah.
I mean, before that, you had angry music, but Nirvana took it to a whole different level.
Yeah. I agree. Nirvana took it to a whole new level, but, you know, when it comes to disenfranchised youth, I think I have a better example than Nirvana.
Okay.
And I think that disenfranchised youth that I'm going to play is what we're going to take ourselves out into a break on. So you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Disenfranchised.
This is a disenfranchised moment.
Oh, dude.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. This is disenfranchised.
Yes.
Trencher wins.
Yes.
Fatality.
We'll be back. Thank you.
It's only teenage wasteland. Sally, take my hand. We'll travel south across land. Put out the fire. Don't look past my shoulder. The exodus is here. The happy ones are near. Let's get together before we get much older.
Thank you. this trip. You can send your friend a postcard. It ain't worth the trip. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants it just like me. I'm naked. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me. I'm naked. Everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me. I'm naked.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our little break. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Disenfranchised Chief.
Ooh.
And I'm the Teenage Wasteland Murphy.
And I'm just playing old Trench. I didn't know we were playing that game. Alright.
Shut your yapper, baby.
Biatch. Anyhow, here's what's going on tonight. I think, do we want to open up for roundtable right now?
Sure.
Well, actually, you know what? I had one thing I wanted to play first.
Oh, you had some music you wanted to play.
Okay. Not really music, right. But it's something, okay, I'm sure all of you have seen it by now, the German kid freaking out video.
Which one was that?
The German kid freaking out video. If you go to YouTube and look it up, it's this kid losing his goddamn mind trying to play Unreal Tournament.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, hang on a sec here.
I want to talk about something that I don't have queued. Boy, oh boy, how exciting.
Shut up, ass monkey. So This German kid flips right the fuck out. If you haven't seen it, just go to YouTube and look up German kid freaking out and you'll find it. But anyway,
okay.
Little audio editing, not real inventive, but I did this.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
So yeah, that was wow. It goes on for like 3 minutes. Like the video is almost like 7 minutes old.
I was actually sitting here watching the video.
You're watching the video of the
and
kid going nuts.
It syncs up.
Well, yeah. He's just banging on him like a monkey and yelling at the screen.
Dude, at one point he grabs the keyboard by the end and starts smashing it into the desk because someone kills him. And he's just he's waiting for his computer to load up Unreal Tournament and it just, holy shit, he just loses his
shit.
Wow.
Hey, Juke's in.
Juke!
And Virtual One's in as well. Morning, Vert.
Vert!
How's that sick?
You know, we got to really
one of you guys like call
we got to do something for our listeners who are here with us week after week. We as a team here. Ooh, God, I sound corporate. Okay,
you need to kick your own ass.
I need to kick my own ass. We need to sit down and do something for these guys. Like Digital Diva, we were just talking about Digital Diva at the break.
Yeah, we have no idea
idea who Digital Diva is. We have a good idea of Juke is. We obviously know Vert or Mr. Man. You know, they've been huge helps to Spank Wagon on the server side for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah.
But we have listeners that we know or listeners we don't even know who they are. We need to do something about that. So, with that being said, soon, very, 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 very soon, there will be an all-new SpankWagon.net website. And with... okay, I will...
Where? On das Interweb.
If I tell you there's going to be a new SpankWagon.net website, I think I've answered... You're playing stupid again.
Yes.
Fucking Fox people. You and Bill O'Malley.
Fox News, we decide you concur.
Fox News, we approve this news broadcast. All right, so basically, we're going to have a new site loading up really
Finally,
soon.
I get to teach a whole lesson all by myself. And I'm going to teach something relevant, something modern.
Oh,
the
my.
The internet. Oh, the internet is really, really great.
Is this for me?
Yes.
I've got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, sorry, me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please, being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
Poor, poor.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
Poor, poor. Oh, sorry.
Right from your own desktop.
Poor.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
Poor, poor.
Trekkie. No. That's gross! You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really, you're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready!
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 Let me hear it!
The internet is for porn. Sorry, Kate.
Huh?
Internet is for porn. I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for
porn. Porn, porn.
The internet is not for porn!
Porn,
hold
porn.
On a second! Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click.
Porn, porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn,
I'm
porn,
leaving.
Porn,
I hate
porn,
the internet.
Porn.
Internet is for
internet is for internet is for porn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
So for the listeners, we have a new website.
Yeah, brand new website going to be loading up on spankwagon.net. You know, a lot of people say it looks like the old one, and it sort of does, but it's going to have more features than a Ford.
Yep.
Is it going to have porn?
More features than a Ford.
Hey, it very well could have porn because we're gonna start up a picture and a video section on there as well. So it will start encompassing more media. Now, you wanted to talk about a porn problem you ran into.
Well, yeah, and actually that song pretty much summed it up. Recently, my fiance has moved to Las Vegas and is living with me.
Yes.
And
your mail order bride came into town finally.
Yes, from China.
You're a sucky long time.
Oh. Okay, so.
Wait.
Yes.
What kind of bride is it?
Well, actually,
mail order.
Oh, see, that would have been so much funnier had you had me up.
Oh.
I do.
Oh. No. What? Okay. So anyways, you know, I have never lived with a girlfriend before. This is the first time
ever.
Yeah,
the closest you were you were upstairs, downstairs neighbors. It was like a really bad 60s sitcom.
Yeah, really crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of like Three's Company.
Not three times!
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, so, you know, she moves in and everything's cool. And
all of a sudden, the legs... Just let close up shop, man.
Oh, God. I knew I left my keys somewhere. But so, you know, I come home one
are
day.
You
I'm sorry. Hold
gatekeeper?
On a second. After you guys being apart for how many years? 2 years?
Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah. You yeah. shouldn't even be able to get a credit card in that goddamn slot. It should have been tight enough.
Well, you know, okay, we'll go into that later. But
whoa!
Anyway,
all right.
Because I did.
Nice. All right.
No, so. But so I come home one day. Yeah. Yeah. She found the porn collection.
Was she watching it?
Well, see, and that. Dude. I think gave Trencher a fucking aneurysm.
I'm just wondering.
Well, see, and here's the thing. Here's okay. the thing. You know, in that
so
previous
she
song.
Porn collection.
Yeah, so she finds a porn collection, and it was pretty much a replay of that song. No, my porn collection is not like yours, Murphy.
My porn collection is just right.
Murphy's porn collection is like a stock trader's portfolio. Some ups, some downs,
no,
some
it's
things
what,
you gotta sell.
No, it's what freaking FBI agents look for when they go on a raid.
Is that yeah, a rally monkey? Do you have a porn rally monkey?
I do now.
I'm coming into the home stretch. Hit the rally monkey on the keyboard.
What the hell is wrong with
okay,
you?
Okay, she found your porn.
Okay, and it was
ladies
just
and gentlemen,
like...
Chief, subverted or sorry, diverted story of the day. Okay, so let's go on. Oh, my God.
You know, just... wow. So, yeah, it was just like the song. You know, because
oh, she
apparently,
porn. Is
apparently
she, does she think
she's
porn is
not...
icky?
Well, see, and that's the thing. She pulled the question on me. Oh. If since...
Keep talking.
Since she,
just fight your way through
question,
it, man.
Yeah, obviously. She pulled the question of, now that she's here, and now that she's living with me, why do I need porn? Yeah. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about.
It's a tough question to answer.
It is, because there really
fact,
is no real way to answer it.
As a matter of fact, Murph, put the soundboards away. We are going to do this for our listeners. We are going to figure out the answer. A great non-stop perfect answer for you have me.
Why do you need porn?
Because you piss out of it all day, bleed once a month, and I don't want to stick anything in it right now.
That's a good one.
Yes.
But
it has fallacies. Because then they can
you
counter
said fallacy.
Yeah, I said fallacy. No, but they can counter with, well, I can go a few days without it. Why can't you?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I know you told me to put it away, but I have to do one more.
One more.
Okay. Bring out the game.
Oh, God, that one. All right,
no,
so.
And here's the thing. I know a lot of women who have porn collections.
Oh, yeah?
I know a lot of women who masturbate frequently.
Okay.
And
can
so,
I have their phone numbers, please?
Why? We
I think
need
most
more
flaky
guests?
I think you gave me most of their phone numbers.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I can tell you why.
You know what? Wait. This is a round table. Why don't we open the lines up?
All right.
Spankwagon round table. Lines are open.
1-866-587-6257.
We want a female listener to call. Okay. What the hell is that? I want a female listener to call us because, pure and simply, well, we need the other side of the argument. We need if we're gonna discuss this and we're gonna try to find a foolproof thing to say for porn.
For having a porn collection.
Yes. Oh, hey, wait. Okay. I think Digital Diva. I can live out my fantasies of several lovers without actually cheating on my suite. It's all because I love you so much that it's what I do. I do not want you to love me. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it
basically,
is.
Basically, their argument is I watch porn so I can live my fantasies out without harming our regular relationship.
Well, see, and you can always counter that. Well, if you're thinking about somebody else, aren't you already cheating on me?
You know, I don't really think that's the case.
And
because
I don't
as
believe
far
that's
as
the
I'm
case
concerned,
either.
If I see a nice piece of ass walk beside me or around me or near me, I'm going to zoom in. And I'm going to look at that piece of ass. It's just what men do. You know, pure and simple. Am I cheating? No, I'm not doing anything. I'm looking. And yeah. You know what? My wife is a good-looking woman, okay? Guys look at my wife. Am I accusing her of cheating in that respect? No. Does she like it when guys stare at her? Absolutely.
Why does she always look at me like I'm creepy then?
Because you are creepy.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
okay. Did you hear all the sound effects you just played? That's your porn collection.
You know, you need to leave your husband.
Actually, you know what?
You need to leave
Trencher. Speaking of my porn collection, I'm trying to queue up something to explain why I have porn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you'll find it.
There was a second part to this. You know, we sat down, we talked about it, and apparently she has never had very much experience with porn, and the experience that she has had in the past has not exactly been, you know,
Toe came great. Up with a counter. Okay. I am not your fantasy, and the counter
exactly.
for that, the counter for that is, no, you are my fantasy, but I have more than one fantasy. Don't you? Whammo! You just threw the argument in the other direction. Excellent
good
job, Digital Diva. Excellent job.
Good
Anybody wants to call up and give any insight on this? Because there's more to
get
life
on the phone,
chat.
God damn it.
Well, it
1-866 LV Rocks.
And it actually ended up where she actually wants to sit down and kind of acquire a taste for porn.
Then I have the porn for you.
You can't just give him any of your porn.
No.
Porn would scare the hell out of Ron Jeremy.
I will actually defend Murphy on this. He did make a very good recommendation, and it's
working. Which one did I recommend?
Pirates.
Oh, Pirates.
Yes.
Well, Pirates is a movie that you can watch with the kids. No, not really.
No,
you know what's funny?
No. Maybe your kids.
Let me explain to everyone who doesn't know. Pirates is the highest cost produced porn ever. It is so big. Blockbuster Video has bought it, edited out all the porn, and now rents it out as an R-rated movie called Pirates.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Yeah.
So I think it's cool that she wants to watch porn with me, but when you sit down, it's kind of like being in a classroom.
Now,
no.
Hang on a sec. I've got something here. You guys can watch porn together, but can you watch this? Am I up?
You're up.
All right. Now, this is some audio commentary out of a particular part of a porn I have called Donkey Punch.
Sounds like a chase scene.
Either that or cops.
Hi, I'm Cram Johnson.
And I'm Grip Johnson.
I'm Alex Devine. I took the field.
Stupid bitch. Yes.
Fucking cunt.
What you just saw... Ow.
They're slapping each other?
They're slapping her.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to adjust the TV. You don't have to take this copy back to the video store and complain about it. This fucking bitch fucked up the most important part of the movie. She freaked out at the last moment.
Which is the wrong spot.
Yeah, there's no wrong spot to hit a woman. That's the first thing you guys need to...
Oh.
See...
The point of this porn, it's called Donkey Punch, is right as the guy's starting to come, as he's fucking her in the ass, he does punch these girls in the back of the head.
In the back of the head. It's
and
a donkey
it is
punch.
Fucking hilarious, dude.
See, now, that
I
kind
can't
of porn,
stop laughing.
You can't do it. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You have to use the porn as a tool, not as an educational device.
Well, yeah.
Here's the thing. You have to use the porn, and you have to kind of touch her and love on her and get her into it, because then it'll be all right, because then you're using porn just to get the mood going.
Yeah, you
can. Now, the backfire of that, she's like, you have to watch porn to get going.
Exactly.
And then it's, while you're doing me, are you thinking about her? And that's when you go, no, I'm thinking about him. And it gets all fucked up. There is no good way to watch porn with your woman. I'm going to say it now. I've watched porn with my wife. I've watched porn with various girlfriends. There is no good way to watch porn with women. Because even if you're not thinking about being with somebody else, they are. And quite frankly, some of the porn that I've seen out there, those guys have fucking Amish children hanging from their waistline.
Funny you mention that in the chat room. Mr. Man goes out, asks about Amish porn. Can you get a copy? Good luck finding those wood engravings.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, most of the women that I've talked to about, you know, men's sizes is if they really see anything above 10 inches, they're running the opposite direction. Porn stars are the only ones that are really built to take those things.
Well, no. I mean, everybody can be trained to take
that.
Men or women, I will say.
There is something in a guy.
I mean, look at Murphy.
He takes 10 inches. Where's the horn?
Oh, Jesus. You know what? So here's the weird thing, though. There are some guys out there that watch porn like that and feel completely inadequate by watching guys with penises the size of my fucking arm. And there are some women out there who get off on that. And there is something in my head about having sex with a girl. And this is why I like to come in their eye. Because when you come and they go, ow, it's just something, you know, definable in your life that you can look back on. And,
wow.
That was out loud, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Well, no, and this
look,
whole
every guy
this whole
likes to know that he's stretching his woman out. Every guy likes to know this.
You want to know when you're bottoming out on them. Basically, I mean, it's a little bit of an empowerment thing.
I may not stretch the sides out, but I'll sure as hell hit the bottom.
That's, I mean, that's you know, what it's all about is making sure they're happy.
And I mean,
you get off.
The good thing about this whole thing is that it actually has been pretty stimulating for the two of us.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I was able to turn her around into that, but still.
Well, then let's ask the all-important question.
Yes.
Is she taking it on the face yet? He's giving the smile
like
he doesn't want to answer.
He's giving the smile like he doesn't want to answer.
But that's also the look of a man who's had to go and get the towel and wipe it out of her eye. So.
So
you know what's worse than the eye? When you get it up the nose. Oh, they fucking hate that.
Oh,
I can neither.
Then they're just smelling bleach.
Ew. All right.
Leave a map of Hawaii.
So we don't.
Bleach, what the hell do you have?
Dude, it smells like bleach.
Dude, come
jism smells like bleach. His smells like refried beans. Give him a break.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. There's something Crisco. We talked about on the show a long, long time ago. This product called Semenex, and what it is a little pill you take.
Mm-hmm. Changes the way it tastes.
And you can change the flavor of your sperm.
But you can do that naturally. You don't have to take
Now, does that actually work?
Yes.
I mean, I've been told like if you eat certain fruits a lot,
yes.
You know, you can
Women should always eat more fruit. Women should always eat more fruit. That way, if you go down on a woman, it takes care of all of that.
Yes.
It's more aromatic.
And guys should always take more zinc.
Guys should always take more zinc.
Zinc increases the amount of semen. Nothing like watching a poor girl drown.
Now, speaking on relationships and everything, I have a friend, and her boyfriend has a problem with her being bi.
Then he's gay.
Wait. No. He's insecure. He's absolutely insecure.
And see, that's what I
No, he's gay.
Him.
No, he's insecure. Pure and simple. If for some reason a woman I'm with says I'm bisexual, I'm going, yeah!
And you're bisexual, and I'm all of a sudden a videographer.
You know, exactly. I'm an award-winning cameraman. You know, I'm pure and simple.
Produced, directed, and starring in.
Exactly. You know, to be honest, if she's bisexual, I don't think it's a bad thing. I really, honest to God, don't. If you're bisexual, I think it's a little creepier.
Look, if a guy's bisexual, that just means he's gay and can't come to terms with it. If a woman's bisexual, that's just a fucking party.
Yeah, if a gay's bisexual, it means he doesn't mind
if
his nuts
bisexual?
Touch. Wait, if a guy's bisexual, he doesn't mind if his nuts touch, you know, when they're double pumping her.
DVD. You know, that's why I can't do DP. I could never do DP. I can never have my nuts resting on another guy's. It's just...
Yeah, it just doesn't seem or feel right. It would never be cool.
And you know, if God forbid, I got a little jizz on my arm, I'd have to bite it off, or on my wrist, I'd have to bite off elbow.
I'd have to get a lighter.
No, you wouldn't even go near that with
Okay, you know what? Speaking of jizz, you ever jacked off and got jizz everywhere?
Dude, you have no idea.
Okay, let me ask. Grossest part in your body, it's land.
Oh, shit, I'm putting myself under the bus for this one.
Grossest part of your
Come
body.
On.
I hit myself in the eye.
That burned you.
I actually, I woke up, took a shower, everything. Actually,
prepared for his own
day. No.
Himself.
No, here's the thing.
Comes home, puts on that music he likes. I only advise
sometimes,
for me.
No. Sometimes you take care of yourself in the shower. Well, I missed a spot, and I was at work for about 4 hours. And all of a sudden, you know, something feels kind of sticky on my leg. And I'm at work, and I look down, and there's dried cum on my leg.
Ah, so your leg. That's the most embarrassing spot you've hit
yourself. Well, the story is embarrassing, I think. It's.
I was going to say back of his teeth.
I smacked myself in the chin.
Dude, that beats the eye, man, because you get that, like, an eye, like, oh, God. You hit him in the chin, it's like, you know, Kennedy back and to the left.
So, yeah, I hit myself in the chin once. Really, Now, the problem was, I have this. I have my go-to.
Shit.
No, but I sure went in there, like, we're talking shampoo, conditioner, bar of soap, and trimmed it all down. I mean,
fuck
it was
that,
just,
dude. You're sitting there just with a fucking crying game in the shower with a Bowie knife. They drew first blood, sir.
Why? So, yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're doing the Spank Wagon Roundtable. Anybody wants to call in and share with us any of this, 1-866-587-6257. We want to know these things. We want you to be part of the discussion. Give us a call. The line is open and available. Someone put it in the chat room, please. So,
Murphy, you have some tickets.
Oh, we'll talk about tickets in a little bit.
I figured we'd get that after the third act of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't know, all this sex talk.
Dude, there are tickets. Let's tease it. Guys, in my grubby little hand, I have tickets for something. I have a stack of
Tickets.
These are nostalgic.
This is I'm excited. Well, when are we going to be dealing with
You're going to be a screaming 12-year-old after these tickets.
Okay, the person is next week.
Ooh.
Everything I have right now, look, it's not set in stone, okay? But trust me, this is the most of all the things I've ever booked, I feel very solid about this, and hopefully we will have this next week. But the tickets...
Well, considering they sent you all that, they better.
Yeah, the tickets we will have talking about... We'll talk about the tickets tonight and how our listeners can get...
Yes, tickets to a show.
To a show of some sort.
Not a donkey show.
We're not sure.
Oh, well, that's true.
Dude, that could be fucking awesome.
We're not sure. But we'll get into that in the third act of the show.
Third act.
So, basically, why don't we go ahead and cover some more of the news and topics.
Speaking of spanking.
Oh?
Speaking of masturbating, let's go ahead and hit the big news. The big one.
You go ahead and start the big one, because we're not sure which one you're talking about.
Pick one off the chart.
Oh, you mean the hot one? The really hot, sexy one?
That would be
JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey! Take it into the chin.
Dude, you know, I cannot watch video clips of that little girl without being a little queasy.
Wait. She was 7 when those video clips came out.
I know.
Right?
Well, that's the thing.
Six. Now she's legal. If she was living.
Yeah,
no, wait, she'd be 16. Never mind.
She'd be 16.
Close enough for you.
Six was close enough for me. Who the fuck are we kidding? No.
Okay.
When you dress your daughter up like a whore, you can expect people to masturbate.
And that's the thing.
And this psychopath, whatever his fucking problem is.
John Mark Carr. Okay. That's his name.
Well, okay. First off, classic supervillain. Three names.
And that's because of the media. The media is trying to paint him as that, and they're the ones that are being taken for a fucking ride.
Well, and here's the question.
Well, wait. For those of you that have been under a rock. A gentleman by the name of John Mark Carr, has admitted to killing JonBenet Ramsey. They arrested him in Thailand.
Whose murder happened about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago, yeah, for the really young kids out there. She is a... hold on a sec here.
She was a beauty pageant.
She was
pageant.
A child beauty pageant. And you know what? I got to say this right now just to say it. I don't think he did it.
No.
I think it's the mother. The only person I could think of... would be the mother. Now, explain in a minute.
What's the motive?
Well, first off, what's the motive? Now, this guy is obsessed, absolutely obsessed with child murders.
Yes.
Of this nature.
He's
been convicted of having child porn.
Oh, but come on, who doesn't have a little child porn?
He's been living in Thailand.
He's a Taiwanese school teacher. He's an American in Taiwan.
Yeah. And he's only been there for a couple of weeks. This was his second week teaching. He has admitted to killing JonBenet Ramsey, but there are holes in his story.
Big ones.
He mentioned that...
Big holes.
He was with her when she died, and it was an accident. They loved each other very much, is what he says. He says he drugged her. The autopsy report, there are no drugs in her system. He says that she died while they were doing a choking game that she was participating in. It's hard for me to believe a six-year-old... You know, as many jokes as I make about that...
What six-year-olds even understand what the fuck that is?
Yeah,
no
he says she died
one.
Of that. Yet he makes no mention of the almost foot-long shattering of her skull. The most damning piece of evidence out so far is his ex-wife, who divorced him in 2001 after he was convicted of having child porn.
Yep.
They were in Alabama at the time. He was a substitute teacher in Alabama, and records show him in a school up until the 18th of December.
Mm-hmm.
And she says they were together as a family in Alabama when she was killed and she was found Christmas Day. So there are holes in this guy's story. It just doesn't make sense. It looks to me like the Denver DA is reaching, wants to put some wants to solidify this case. And the Denver DA went to the mother's funeral.
I thought it was Boulder.
I'm sorry, Boulder. I'm sorry. The Boulder DA even went to JonBenet's mother's funeral.
But here's my question.
And feels
why
like she may owe
would
it
you
her.
Confess to a murder
because
of this magnitude?
He is a psychopath and looking for attention.
What if he's really, really lonely? I mean, you don't have to be of mental normality to do something like this. I mean,
that's true. And I mean, if you really think, if it goes to trial, if he's found guilty, do you think he's going to get off on an insanity plea?
You know,
he's not. You know what? Once
he's not going to go to trial.
Once the wife can produce pictures showing that they were together on Christmas morning, he's going to get.
It's over.
Who knows what the fuck?
Here's
is gonna
the thing:
to this
he's going to get. He's going to get put into a hospital. He's going to be put in a mental hospital. They already have him. There's no doubt about that. He is going to disappear off of the face of the earth. He is going to be that crate at the end of Indiana Jones.
Okay? Right next to it.
Right next to that crate that's holding the Grail.
Come
okay,
hot, Dr. Jones.
Pure and simple. It's not going to happen. He's not going, or not grow, but whatever. He's not going to get charged for murder. If he does, there's something wrong with the legal system immediately because he could not have been there. I picked her up at school. Bullshit, it was Christmas break. How could you pick someone up at school when it's Christmas break? You know, I'm sorry. It just the too many plot holes to his little tail there.
Dude's just off his rocker now. This guy has done sick amounts of research, and one of the things that the authorities are saying is that this guy has some details about the body and information that was or details and information that didn't really get released, but this guy has done enough investigation into this. And all the people that were involved, the investigators who were involved in this original investigation, they're all still alive. So they're going to be able to corroborate some of the things this guy says or say, no, he's off his fucking rocker. And it's just going to come out that this guy is just looking for attention and is a complete psychopath. And yeah. I don't doubt that he wishes he did it and wants to be known for
Look at the guy, though. He has got that whole... Oh. He's got the runaway bride face.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like he could be related to the runaway bride. Yeah. Weird eyes and everything. Yeah. I don't think he did it. I think the mother did it. I mean, I'm still sticking to that. Who took her to all those beauty
pageants?
That's
true.
Who made
her
do all that?
Up.
It's the mother.
But what's her motive for killing her own daughter?
JonBenet said no.
Oh. Well, I think JonBenet said no to daddy and said she was going to tell people. And she was a very public figure as it was.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, she had been involved in a lot.
So you think daddy did it?
I think daddy was molesting her. She didn't want to do it anymore. And she said she was going to tell a grown-up and tell somebody. And mommy couldn't have that happening. So they faked a ransom note and killed her in the basement.
I'll buy it.
Plain and simple.
Oh, yeah, I'll buy it. Yeah.
It's sick and disgusting. It's your own damn child.
I don't know. I mean, if here's a family that's dressing up their 6-year-old as a little whore.
Yeah.
I mean,
makeup, costumes.
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty much creating your daughter into something that's
not
your daughter.
One of the outfits she was in was a Vegas showgirl outfit.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, once you do that to a child, you've completely kind of disassociated your image of your daughter from everything else.
Your son is how old?
He's 5.
Okay. Your 5-year-old son likes to play T-ball.
Oh yeah.
Okay. If he says he doesn't want to play anymore, what are you going to do?
Well, it kind of depends, because he says he doesn't want to do something on a daily basis. But if he honestly does not want to do it anymore, I'm not going to make him do it.
Right, exactly. There's You're not going to make him do it. Are you going to make him do something to help you relive your childhood or something? In other words, are you going to make
him... That's a bad question, dude.
But I mean, are you going... You know,
I'm already planning on him becoming a pitcher, dude.
Okay, but you know, you got to worry about things like that. What if... Now, you're doing it sort of like, haha, this would be neat. The mother did this, you know, probably for an agenda, a motive. Something was going on.
And there's
on
money
there.
In those, too.
What you looking at?
The numbers.
Ocho.
You know me. I'm very concerned about numbers.
I'm not. All right. So, you know, it's scary stuff. By the way, Spankwagon Radio, we want your feedback in the roundtable. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587.
Yeah, give us a call, guys. 6257.
We want a call.
Anything else on the list?
Let's go on the exploding laptops.
Woo!
Anybody who has a Dell laptop right now, go and check to make sure that your Dell laptop won't nuke your nuts.
They have found the common factor.
Zinc.
No. Zinc
battery.
Yeah, but it's
zinc
a little batteries. More.
Wait. If it blows up in your lap, you're going to sperm like mad.
They're also... all the batteries are actually made by Sony.
Yes.
Really?
You know what else is scary? Huh. Guess who else uses Sony batteries?
Oh.
Your laptop?
That's why Apple has already instituted a battery recall.
Yeah. Interesting.
So,
I saw a video of the Sony laptop exploding at some like Chinese convention.
The Dell laptop, yeah.
And he's just kind of, you know, boom! And this fire, I mean, this pure white flame shooting out of the top and the bottom, it burnt a perfect hole where the battery was. It melted and burned all of the chemical in the battery.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff. So, anybody who has a Dell laptop, I know if you go to Dell.com, they've got to have a link.
Oh, yeah. No. I was actually at the website today.
Okay.
And they have a full recall and everything on
this thing. Yeah, it's a pretty big thing because this is yet to hurt a person.
Which is amazing.
The minute it hurts a person,
well,
it's
I don't
over.
Know. I mean, Murphy's laptop burned his wife.
Yeah, but
it didn't burst into flames.
Explode. It didn't burst
That's
into.
True.
It didn't spontaneously combust.
Yet,
or presumably spontaneously combust.
And they're afraid of us bringing sports drinks on an airplane.
Oh, don't even get me started about that as I drink my cool drink of water.
Yeah. For those of you that don't go to it, if you check out Gizmodo.com, which is probably one of the... It's a website I visit more frequently.
Gizmodo?
Yeah. It's a website I visit more frequently than I should. They've had these pictures of this of the Dell stuff and the exploding things. They've had it all over the place. And, oh, good Christ. I'm telling you, the laptop is just fucking torched. It's just fucking torched.
Okay.
It's immoral.
Oh, shut up. All right, so looking at the time, we need to cut to another break.
Can
You're
I
listening
to music?
Oh, I had some stuff loaded.
Please.
Wait.
You got all last week.
Wait.
You got all last week.
Please.
You I'm a dick. Four times with hey, back. We'll be back in a minute. Spank Wagon Radio.
recognized born, born. Came out rapping when I was born.
Alrighty. You're listening to SpankWagon.net. We're back from our little break. I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
And we're all chewing gum. Alright, so the phone lines are open. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. You can give us a call in and you know, join us for anything. We're still looking for someone to sing the Phonoki. Yeah, we should. We need people to call in for Phonoki. Murph, do you have that Phonoki song ready
yes.
to go?
Yes. Oh well. Yeah, I do. Hold on. Yeah. All right. So okay. This week's Phonoki song.
This week's Phonoki. We're still looking for someone to call in and sing it to us.
I seem to recognize your face. Yeah. Haunting, familiar. Yeah. I can't seem to place it. Find the end of thought to light your flame.
All right, so that's what we have. Phonoki, we were looking for someone to give us a call on that, see if they could sing with it. You don't even have to be good, and you're absolutely going to win nothing for doing this. It's just having
for
fun, yeah. People. Come on.
It's actually for our own amusement.
All right, so for those of you, actually, I think we'll do that at the end of the, near the end of the show.
Yeah.
For those of you who have listened, we have... maybe one of Murphy's flaky guests, but we have something for everybody. We have tickets. So what are these tickets for?
Tickets. Well, I'm going to say a couple of names of a couple of movies. And I want to see if it sparks anyone.
Yeah, so we have to go with the delay on this one.
Yeah, so the guys in the chat room, we'll see if you catch up with us. Puppet Master.
Ooh.
Demonic Toys. Doll Man.
Yeah!
Trancers.
Yeah.
Dude, come on, Jack Death was the man. Pit in the Pendulum, Subspecies.
Channels.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, those
are
all.
Didn't they do Robot Jocks?
Robot Jocks and
you know,
Crash
liked,
and Burn.
I liked Robot Jocks. I really
Crash
did.
That was
awesome.
Was the first one. Robot Jocks was technically a sequel.
Robot Jocks is a sequel. You're right.
Yep.
I think all anime actually got
hey,
their stuff
tits
from
on.
Robot
Howdy,
Jocks.
Tit. So. What I've got in my hand here, and for those of you that don't know, Full Moon Entertainment, which was Full Moon Productions. And now is Full Moon Features.
Classic, you know, and I have to say this right now. I have fond memories of hanging out with my friends when I was in high school and junior high and even, you know, watching Full Moon movies on USA after dark.
How many times did we rent two or three or four of those in the night?
How many times did we see them in the freaking movie theater?
Oh, man.
None. They never got released in theaters.
I was with Hoffa's and we saw Robot Jocks
Jocks and Shrunken Heads were the only two that got released in theaters. I'm talking about how many nights were we up till 4 or 5 in the morning watching Puppet Master 2? Now,
great times.
The guys from Full Moon, they have put on something last year and they're doing it again this year. It's called the Charles Band's Full Moon Horror Roadshow. It's a 2006 tour. Now,
we have a bunch of tickets. We have a bunch of tickets to give away next week.
For the Las Vegas show.
For the Las Vegas show. So if you're a Las Vegas listener or you're going to be in Las Vegas, you have to call in and play. You just have to.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing that they're guaranteeing, and we've got a bunch of the flyers. We're going to put them out here. Live decapitation in every city.
Wow.
So this is going to be, and there's other things there. Let's see here. There's going to be surprise guest appearances, crazy contests, hot chicks, original puppet and doll auctions. Someone at the last show actually got the...
Actually won.
Actually they didn't win it. They bought it at the auction.
Oh, they bought it.
The
auction.
Original Jack in the Box demonic toy.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah,
very good.
The 3 foot tall one. There's going to be an auction. There's going to be unique merchandise, novelty items. There's some audience participation.
Now, why are we shilling all this, you may wonder?
We are shilling all this because there is a very distinct possibility, and I am working hard on this, that next week on our show, we will have an interview with the horror movie god himself.
Not John Carpenter, but
Charles Band.
Charles Band, the man behind every single Full Moon production, feature, whatever.
Oh.
If it's a whole moon movie.
Full moon movie.
Full moon. Whole moon. Ah! If it's a full moon. I've been saying whole moon. You just caught me. Full moon movie. Every single full moon movie.
Yeah. Charles Band is going to be. He's involved. You know, his brother Richard is the one who did all the music. But there is. We're working hard on this, guys. And we're going to try and have him on the phone next week to have you guys in to talk
to.
And
basically, because we don't get a lot of callers anyway, if you're in Vegas and you just call, you win a ticket until we run out.
Yeah, we have got a good stack of these tickets to give out. We've also got posters and stuff that we're going
to... So next week, all you have to do is call the show. There's no contest. There's no be number eight.
Nope.
You just have to call the show, and you can win some tickets.
And we want to make sure we get our most dedicated Vegas fans for this. I couldn't get tickets for any of the other cities. I'm sorry, but we are going to have these
Vegas
tickets.
We have Vegas tickets. So that is something you want to...
You know, this is actually a good excuse for a road trip.
To where?
To Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves Vegas.
Come
on. This is a great reason. Just throw your drinks and your liquid explosives in your in your checked luggage and come on out.
Yeah, guys, is the camera on? Which
let's give
on?
You let's give you that camera.
Right behind you.
Tickets. Right here.
Take a look at the camera. Oh, tickets.
Little grubby stack of tickets in my hand here. So that is going to be at the 2006 Full Moon Roadshow. If you go to fullmoondirect.com, you can see tickets available in your area. Our tickets are going to be for September 17th, but it is going on pretty much all summer into the
There may be other cities.
Again, go to fullmoondirect.com and you can buy your tickets there. You can also buy other Full Moon merchandise, old movies. You can even get some of the newer ones.
Yeah, you know what? Now, I already have one question I have to ask.
Okay.
But I'm not going to let you guys know. I'm not going to let you guys, but there's this one question. It's plagued me ever since I started watching Full Moon Films, and I didn't realize what the problem was until my friend pointed it out. There's one thing about Full Moon Films. Every single one of them, it seems. So we'll go over that. So that's next week here in Spankwagon Radio. He's going to be a phone-in, I believe.
He'll be a phone-in, hopefully. Guys, look, if he flakes, I apologize, but trust me, I am more excited than any of you are about this guest.
So anybody in Las Vegas next Friday, give me a date. Anybody get a calendar on that one?
Next Friday? The 29th?
The 25th? The 27th.
What? No, it's the 25th.
25th? Okay. Not tonight, but next Friday.
Yeah,
you have
Friday,
to listen to Spankwagon the 25th. We will have tickets to go see this, and all you have to do next week is call in. There's nothing special. We won't make you do phonoki. No. We won't make you do shitty midi. You just have to call.
Yeah, you got to call.
Just saying,
free
trip to Vegas.
This is going to be, I don't know about free trip to Vegas.
No, road trip to Vegas.
We're not paying for them to get here. We're just giving them the tickets.
If you come to Vegas for this, we'll put you on the show.
Yeah, we always
love
them.
Yeah, why not?
And the show's on a Sunday, so if you come in on Friday night, we'll have you in. We would love to have some of our,
some
out-of-town fans
listeners.
In here.
We'll just have to make sure we're packing heat in case there's
psychopaths. But guys, seriously, we are trying hard to make sure we get Charles in the studio. I know a lot of you guys are Full Moon fans. I know I am a huge fanatic.
Everybody is a Full Moon fan, whether they realize it or not. Yeah, everybody has seen a Full Moon film. Studio Troll!
I mean, come on. These are the guys that started the Versus movies. Freddy versus Jason, fuck that. It was Demonic Toys versus Puppet Master.
Yep.
Then it was Dollman
versus Demonic Toys.
Studio Troll!
She's here.
She's here.
I saw the breast come
I saw
in.
Her and the twins. You've seen a Full Moon movie.
You've seen a Full Moon movie?
Yes, you have.
You would want a ticket, right?
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about telling you know what? I don't have to fucking call in. I'm here in the studio.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. We may have to loan you a phone to call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
you will. So you will call in. But anyhow, thank you. So see, even Studio Troll.
And her boobies.
And her boobs.
Does that mean we have to give her three tickets?
Five. Forgot the asshole.
Oh, here we go again. All right, so we want to point that out. So next week, Charles Best.
Charles Band.
Why am I screwing things up today?
Because you're as excited as I am about this.
Charles Band will be in the studio.
He'll be on the phone. Hopefully, he will be on the phone. We're doing everything we can, to make sure he's here.
We're really trying to book this one. I know we sound desperate, so yeah, we got a lot going on.
We are desperate.
Yeah, we are. I mean, this is a pretty big effing deal. So we'll definitely be very happy to see this happen. All right, so that's that. What else do we have for the rest of the show?
I think we need to play the retort one more time because we have people coming at the end of the show.
Well, we got a little bit. It's only 25 after the hour, so we have a little bit of time. We have a lot of fucking time.
Oh, we do. Well, then let's talk about some more stuff.
Without freaking Murphy screaming.
Well, let's. Yeah, right. Time goes by really slow today. Let's bring up the round table again. Let's pick a topic. Hey, by the way, we want someone to join the round table. 1-866-587-6257. We need someone to call in. Why don't we go with the...
Hold on. If you're going to do that, then I have to do something. Hang on. I know this is taking forever. I apologize. All right, so if we're going to be searching for themes, or if we're going to be... searching for topics.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah! Don't you have that clicker wheel?
No, I wish I did. I can't find it anymore.
All right, so I think what we're going to choose right now for it is...
No more goodie bags or celebrities.
No more anything on planes but snakes.
Which one?
Oh, which one are we going to be?
Yeah.
No, stop. No whammies.
No more anything on planes but snakes. So a little bit of a thing that's happened. We really glossed over this last week when it was happening. But if you try to fly anymore anywhere in the continental United States, the only thing you can bring on a plane with you is dry goods.
Now, I am looking for the official TSA list while you guys talk about this.
Well, now, the reason for this is for all of you who have been living under a rock, there was a terrorist plan to hijack a number of planes
A number of British airplanes from Heathrow.
Coming into America, I mean, the cost of lives, if they had actually pulled it off, would have been something like 4,000 people.
How? There was only 20 of them.
10 planes.
10 planes.
10 planes times 200 people on a plane.
Actually, some of those planes can hold up to 400 people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's. I mean, these are huge, you know, intercontinental freaking jumbo jets here.
All right.
Okay. Well,
hit them on the head and they get all British-y.
Well, see, when they went through inspections and security and everything, none of the components that they were carrying.
Okay. Do you know none of them actually went through inspections? They were all arrested in their homes.
Yeah.
Do you know that most of them did not even have a passport?
Are you serious?
Serious.
No, they wouldn't have done it then.
Okay. Do you know who tipped them off?
Pakistani guy.
Their
wasn't it?
Neighbors.
No, because MSNBC said it was an undercover operative that was with them.
No, absolutely not. They may have been watched, but they were only told about it once the undercover operative, you know. They only told the undercover operative or got them involved after it was reported. Yeah. Look, here's what it was, basically. It was probably something. But when you don't even have passports, how do you think you're going to get on a goddamn plane? Really, honestly, let's think about this. Another thing it's done is it's absolutely positively ruined air flight again. Now I can't even bring on a bottle of water. Why? Because that bottle of water may be explosive. But our TSA, do you know what they're going to do? They're going to dump that bottle of water into a trash can, along with everything else that they've dumped into that trash can. Aren't they mixing it right there in that trash can? Won't that trash can explode in the terminal with that logic?
Well, you know, the TSA has never been known to be the brightest bunch in the world.
No, they're not the brightest bunch, goddammit, but I'm really pissed off because here we have another alleged plot that's going to be taking and inconveniencing our lives. We're doing everything we're supposed to do.
Well, and here's the thing. Is this the actual terrorism?
I don't think it is.
Terrorist.
I don't think...
The actual terrorism, I mean... You know, they make these plots up, we catch the crooks, yada, yada, but all of a sudden, it just gets a little more difficult, it gets a little more harder, our lives start becoming more inconvenienced.
No, absolutely.
The administration has another reason to notch that little terror alert thing up just a little bit more.
I can agree. You know, they
psychological.
And did you know they can split the terror alert levels for what they mean?
Yeah, depending on what it is.
When terror alert levels were introduced, they weren't splittable. But now you can have it for a red for air, but yellow for everything else. Or a red for air and orange for everything else.
Murphy's toilet is on, like, purple
Murphy's
right now.
Toilet is on, like, deep fucking red.
Fire! Fuego!
And fuego! So, basically, what we're dealing with right now is another erosion of our privileges. Because flying really isn't a right. It's a privilege. I'll agree to that. But we're losing that privilege. We're losing trust. America does not trust its constituents.
No.
You know, you think everybody's a victim, or excuse me, everybody thinks they're a victim and everybody else, and those, I'm trying to say, everybody thinks they're a victim and they think everybody else is a criminal. They don't want to sit and think about this. One.
Well, but that's what things like this breed is, mistrust. When your neighbors are mixing up chemicals to bomb planes, or at least they're alleged to.
As far as I'm concerned, how are they going to save fucking planes when we got so many fucking meth labs in the country?
That are blowing up.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's stupid. They're focusing on the wrong things.
How come they let snakes on planes? That's what I want to know.
Pet carrier. Actually,
I think snakes are a hell of a lot more fucking dangerous than some lip balm and a sports drink.
You know, there are so many things. Think about it. We're still taking off our shoes.
Oh, yeah.
We're still taking off our goddamn
shoes. I wear
shoes.
Sandals. To go on an airplane now because it's just way too freaking
it's too inconvenient. You know, there is no trust in the American in Americans. You know, and one interesting thing I saw, one of the things that works for in Europe is profiling, racial profiling.
Oh yeah,
they're talking about how well racial profiling works. Americans, we're too squeamish. Understandable. I kind of like it that way, but still, come on. Yeah. Not everybody is a bad guy. Some people just need to get somewhere else. Pure and simple.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, here are the things that you can take. Small amounts of baby formula and breast milk.
Right.
Yes. Hold on.
Whoa.
Finally. Sometimes that stand fucks me up. Okay, you're allowed to take liquid prescription medication with a name that matches the passenger's ticket. Up to 5 ounces of liquid gel, low blood sugar treatment. Liquid or gel, low blood sugar treatment. Up to 4 ounces of essential non-prescription liquid medications, including saline solution, Iquare products, and KY jelly. All we need to do now is convince the terrorists they can get all the explosives they need into 4 ounce bottles. Gel-filled bras and similar prosthetics.
Wait, gel-filled bras could have been banned?
They could have been. Gel-filled wheelchair cushions.
Can you imagine a bunch of chicks just taking their brassieres off?
Totally changes. Yeah. Totally changes, Dr. Scholl's. Are you gelling?
Okay,
are you gelling?
Okay, so now let's play Can I Bring It or Not? I'm going to give you guys an item, and you tell me if you can bring it or if you can check it.
Okay.
Bring it means carry on. Can you carry on or check it?
Okay. All
so, right. Okay, aerosol spray cans.
Check it.
Carry on or check?
Bring it.
Ah, carry on or check?
Carry on.
No, it's going to be check.
It's check
only.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All creams and lotions, including Neosporin, first aid creams, ointments, topical or rash creams, ointments, suntan lotions, moisturizers.
Check it.
Bubble bath.
Bring it.
Check it.
Oh, really?
Bug and mosquito spray.
Check it.
Cigar cutters.
Oh, check it.
Bring it.
Both.
What?
It is a both. You can bring it with you or you can check it.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Corkscrews. Check it or bring it.
Check it.
Both. Both again. Cuticle cutters. Check it or bring it.
Oh, you can bring them
now.
Yeah,
you can bring those.
That's right. It's actually both. Deodorants made of gel or aerosol.
Check it.
That's right. That's a check it. Eye drops.
Bring it.
Based on size, bring it.
Check it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Okay, eyeglass repair tools, including screwdrivers.
Bring it.
That's right. You can do both. Okay. Yeah. Both. Let's see. We already did that. Eyelash curlers.
Oh, you got to check that shit, dude. Those things are fucking dangerous.
Check it.
Bring it.
That's right. Bring it and check it.
Ah!
All right. Let's see here. Hairstyling gels and sprays of any kind, including aerosol.
Check it.
That's right. That's a check it. Hair straightener or detangler.
Check it.
That's right. Check it. Knitting or crochet needles.
Bring it.
That's right. You can
bring it. You know,
that doesn't make any freaking sense.
Grandma can knit. Fucking psychopathic. I'm going to die anyway. I'm already 90. Ah!
And stab someone through the eye.
I'm sorry. My fiance has some of those things. You could kill somebody with
absolutely.
Be lucky if she kills you.
Hey, Digital Diva in the chat room points out, now, of course, the airlines are not going to stop charging $5 for a can of soda. Or pop, she says. Why should they when they basically have the market cornered now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Here's who else has to be hurting. Duty-free shops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time. Well, who mentioned it at the beginning of the show when we were just talking?
I think it was Chief there.
Yeah.
Tell him your idea. Give away your idea because there's no way you're going to do it.
Wait.
Oh, wait. No, that was me.
No. Was you?
Oh, yeah. Well, Chief brought up that people from Napa Valley are having to pour out $150
bottles of wine. $200
bottles
of wine, yeah.
FedEx and UPS should open up shops inside of airports. Ship it home.
Yeah.
It'll pass inspection. You know, it has to go through a security there, but pass inspection, just ship it home.
Hey, it gets shipped anyway. You know what?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Toy Transformer robots. Check it or bring it.
Check it.
Bring it.
Bring
what?
It.
That, well, now, what if you've got the old Megatron pistol?
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, Walter P-38. It's the first one came to my mind.
Yeah, no shit. So this list is kind of interesting, the check it or bring it list. Ooh, hey, let's go to electronic devices.
Ooh.
Laptop computers, check it or bring it.
Bring it.
That, both. Mobile phones, check them or bring them.
Bring
check
them.
It.
Both. PDAs.
Check bring it. Them.
Both. They are both. All of those are both. That's kind of funny because we've all seen, was it Executive Decision? With a mobile phone, you can set off an explosive.
That's bullshit. That's absolutely honest to God fucking bullshit.
Oh, shit.
You could use it as maybe a detonator, but the phone itself will not be could not be a device.
Okay, guys.
Well, it could be, but...
You could use it as a detonator. Okay, here's another list. Sharp objects. Okay?
why don't we just say
you'd
check
think so.
It.
You'd think so, but hang on. Box cutters.
Check it.
Check it. Ice axe and ice picks.
Check it. Come on.
I feel a bring it coming on.
I have seen freaking, Basic
I've seen
Instinct?
People argue. I've seen absolute fucking flyers argue when they couldn't bring on a pair of pruning shears.
So what is it?
I will say check it.
That's right. Check it.
Oh, yeah. Basic Instinct.
Scissors, metal pointed tips, and blades shorter than 4 inches.
Bring it.
That's right. That's a bring it.
Bring it because it's shorter than 4 inches.
Now, it's not on this list.
I don't know about you, but my artery is right here.
Yeah.
Point that out.
I'm looking through this list, and you know something I found to be really interesting? you can't bring holy shit.
What?
Martial arts and self-defense items.
You gotta check that shit.
Yeah. Nightsticks. Check it. Nunchucks.
Check.
Check it. Throwing stars.
Bring it.
Check it.
Damn it. Bring it, motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah. Mascara. Check it or bring it.
Check it.
Bring it.
Check it.
Check it.
Wrench up to 6 inches long with adjustable end.
Bring it. Wait. Mascara?
Mascara. Check it. Wrench up to 6 inches long with an adjustable end.
I'm confused. Why?
It's a liquid. And inside that tube, it can also be a gel. But wrench up to 6 inches long with adjustable end.
Bring it.
That's right. You don't want someone doing their eyes, but fuck, man, you give me one of those things, I'll take that whole goddamn plane apart.
Can you imagine a meth addict with a wrench on a plane? This is better than my VCR.
Let's see.
Wow.
Here. Some of the other ones. Let's find other ones that are a no. Yogurt. That's a no. Gel type candies.
No. Nope.
That's a no. Gel inserts for your shoes.
Wait, you cannot eat
gel inserts for your shoes.
You cannot eat gummy bears.
What do you think?
Plane.
Yes or no?
I'm gonna say it's a no.
That's a no. You cannot bring those
you
on the plane.
Told you, Dr. Scholes. You will no longer be gelling when you're flying,
or
like
else
a
you'll
felon.
literally gelling like a felon.
Damn, it's a fucking shoe. It's not even a gel.
It's a gel.
But it's not a gel in the sense of liquid. It's a solid.
I know, but some of those explosive types are liquids as well, are solids as well.
Well, and see, this is what the terrorists are doing to us.
I just watched the Mythbusters last night make a propellant out of fucking salami for a rocket.
Realistic replicas of incendiaries.
Gee, I would say check it.
That's right, check it. It's funny you can even check it.
Now, here's the thing. You get that shit on your hands, and you're going to get that shit all over your bags. You're guaranteed to be ass raped by the fucking TSA.
Woo! Oh, wait, that's not a good thing?
Oh, wait, no.
No.
Yeek.
Actually, speaking of the TSA, we ran this news story a couple nights ago. The TSA is thinking about importing a bunch of these new detectors that actually see through the see through your entire clothing. You can see genitalia.
Yep.
Just like if you were watching Airplane.
I got you, motherfucker!
You did get me.
Just like if you were... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty much. Studio Troll just came in. She said if you shove something up your ass...
If you stick a gel explosive up your pussy, they will...
Could you give us another demonstration on that? I think I missed it the last time.
Oh, she's you got denied. See, Gorilla's gone and she's no longer fun.
I know,
fun.
Seriously. Yeah. Now she doesn't want
Gorilla.
Anything to do with this now.
She absolutely... Oh!
Oh, there we go.
All right, so...
So, hey, we still haven't had a caller for Phonioki.
No, we haven't had a caller for Phonioki at all.
Yeah. So, pretty much is the ACLU and a bunch of other rights organizations have pretty much put a stop to them importing these metal detectors.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of an okay thing personally because, I'm sorry, the TSA, you know, does all their background, but come on, you know there's going to be some pervert there.
Oh, yeah. That's just going to be all over the internet.
And they're taping these things.
The internet is for porn.
Yeah, I mean, they're taping this stuff. It's, again, we're not a trusted thing. This privilege of flying, and we're not trusted at all. Pure and simple. But, anywho.
Just the nuts.
So we don't have a phone key.
Yeah.
We know what that means. Chief.
We're Rochambeau in this one, baby.
Fuck off, motherfucker.
Come on, Rochambeau.
Every goddamn week, I get something from you about karaoke night this,
night
that.
That's right. So Wednesday night karaoke is at Squiggy's Bar.
You're singing it, biatch.
Wait. I got to get the lyrics out. I don't know the lyrics to the whole fucking song.
Well, you better find them.
Yeah, hurry up and find those lyrics because you're the one singing because no one again. And, you know, we talked to King Hesh. He uses the studio after we do. And he goes, good fucking luck with that.
Yeah.
He's tried this with his show, and no one's called in either.
Well, I can't imagine someone on the phone going, ah, yeah! You know, I can't pick it.
You kind of picked like a Bush song or something.
That was Poison, by the way, for those of you. Sorry. No, dude, this week it's Elderly Woman. So, hey, while he's learning the lyrics, can we play the Brad thing one more time?
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, for those of you who didn't join us at the beginning of the show, but did join us for last week's show, we got
what's
a
the
letter.
Name of that one,
we have a letter that we received
elderly
from
woman
Brad.
Behind the counter at a small store.
Yeah. I think it's on the Versus album.
And the Best Of album.
Yep. Brad sent us a letter. Sent it to radio@spankwagon.net. And
radio.
It was an apology
radio.
Letter. It says, "Dear Murphy, the parent company of this station has ordered that I apologize for my actions on last night's show. I will be disciplined for my words and actions. I'm sorry for any trouble I may have caused you or the show, Brad." The signature. To be honest there, like we said at the beginning of the show when we talked about this, Brad.
We're not really buying
it. We buy it. Well, we accept the apology. We totally accept the apology, but we don't think it's warranted because you didn't do anything to disrupt us or disrupt the show.
You just gave us some great
radio. You gave us some great radio. I mean, it's pure and simple. That's what we love. So what we've decided is we have an official response to that apology, and let me go ahead and cue that up now.
Finally, somebody has a better song than me.
Put your ass in the air.
Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's one or more people. Anal sex. I think it's immoral between two men. Well, I know it's two men. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex. Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. You don't stop talking about anal sex. I think it's immoral between two men. Well, I know that because I think it's gross and immoral. Hey, this is Brad from Lips on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex.
So that was just for you,
Brad.
So
that's the official Spankwagon retort to your apology. I know, who knew apologies get retorts? Now, I guess the ball is in your court, sir.
For Funioki. Are you ready, Mr. Well. Chief?
You know, why can't we Rochambeau this?
Because dude, it's your turn.
Dude, it's your turn to be in the barrel. Look, next week it'll be
Trencher. I'm always in the fucking barrel. Why don't you have me sing that damn R.E.M. song you always have fucking playing when I'm talking?
Now, what's the fun in that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, really.
You already know that song.
Yeah.
But look, next week, look, I'll make a deal with you. You do it this week, and I'll do it next week.
Okay.
Okay? I'll do it next week.
It's a good deal.
Next week it'll probably be Offspring or something.
Next week I'll pick the music.
Barry Manilow.
It'll be something you can get lyrics.
At the gay bar. Gay bar.
Okay.
Tom Jones.
Wow. Couldn't we just call that At the Lips 106?
No.
Okay, so are you ready, Mr. Chief?
Fuck it.
Now, you got to remember, there's literally no leading in this. It just goes right into it.
Yeah.
So, and if you can mumble like Eddie Vedder, that'd be even great. So here we go, guys.
Eddie Vedder sounds like Danzig.
Eddie Vedder sounds like he had a stroke. Okay,
do
you
have to go the whole song, or is this just like...
No, just sing it when it comes
fine.
On.
All right, so here we go, guys.
You got the goddamn lyrics.
Since no one called in for Funioki, we're making Chief do it.
Yay.
Chief Hayes.
I seem to recognize your face.
You better belt it out, bitch.
Haunting, familiar. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought to light your name. Lifetimes are chanting you with me. All these changes taking place.
Oh my god.
Half.
Killing this song.
But no one ever taken me. Thoughts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Memories like fingerprints are slowly raised.
That was horrible.
I told you. Wow.
It was so bad because I figured you at least knew the song after you didn't have to read the
lyrics. I was
never
a big Pearl Jam fan.
Really?
Dude, I
have that whole disenfranchised youth.
We could have done Rape Me, but...
Rape Me.
That might have upset Brad.
I don't know. I could have found some music for you here. Let's... No, you wouldn't like it. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I was so pissed because we were supposed to have that Bondage chick on. Not a looker, but supposedly she had...
Did you download Sex Dwarf?
No, I wanted to ask her about stuff I was reading on her website. It really upset me she didn't show because she has things on her website like her monthly expenses like rent, groceries, toys. I kid you not. She has like a laundry list of things she has to have every single month. And that's how she you pay her is by doing things for her like this.
Yeah,
and
gifts.
Yeah, gifts.
Yep.
So very interesting stuff, but another flaky fucking guest. Shh. All right.
She could have brought in some of those electro-stimulus toys that Murphy likes.
Hey, you know what? You could have been lucky. I could have made you sing this. Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam.
Space Jam. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went and found Space Jam.
Dude, download Sex Dwarf.
Sex Dwarf? I'll have to look for it later.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good one. That is a good old school song.
Look, I've got some songs on here that will screw you up in the head.
Well,
play
I mean,
one.
Well, play you know, one. You know,
right now.
We could have been nice to him. It's a good song.
Okay. How is this going to fuck me up in the head?
This won't.
Oh, Jesus. No, not this song. Ah!
Yeah!
He hates this song.
Oh, my ears hurt. Oh, my ears hurt. Just. Oh.
He's thinking that on Will.
God, this is the most wrong scene in a movie.
Here. Oh, wait, that's my instrumental version.
Wait, here, I got one that could have made him cry.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life ain't dead, but let's try again. This time we'll sloppy. Like childbirth.
Okay.
Hold on.
Bass guitar.
Yeah.
Everybody look around, hear the sound, something special gonna come your way. We got something that is new, that is true, we got something just for you today. All around the nation.
Wait for it.
Where the sensation. Have you heard?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Kids Incorporated.
Oh, Chief was just rocking out to the Kids Incorporated song.
All right, that is great.
Oh.
Here, we'll give Chief this.
Here we are.
That can be only one.
Oh, please, dude.
But why was there a TV series?
Yeah.
That meant there was at least two.
Wait. Pause that, because if you're going to give some Queen, you got to do this one.
Bicycle.
Good call.
I don't know.
Is this going to be one of those wars between you two?
What about this?
Are you going to take me home tonight?
Studio troll.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to let it all hang out? Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
So there we go. We got that. Do you got anything else there? Because we're running out of time.
You got a follow up. I'm telling you, man.
Let me tell you a story of my
situation. Good call. From the
U.S. nation.
Haha, I got better sound.
All right, what do you got?
Okay. Ready?
Ooh.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nice.
All right. What else could he do?
Wind, water, hot, go,
planet. Wow. Oh,
Well, you know, it was funny when we were doing the karaoke and wow. He was singing, I heard this in my head.
I love this guy's voice.
Wow.
Wardrobe.
It's Buffalo Bill singing.
Got into an accident and
see, now when he was singing, I was thinking more along the lines of this one.
I'm really beginning to wonder what you're doing with this on your hard drive.
Ain't no holler back girl, ain't no holler back girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen.
Does this mean I get to sleep with Gwen Stefani?
I don't know. I think I found this in his iPod.
Yeah, this does sound like it would be in his iPod.
Well, you gotta keep listening. and then we gotta cut it out.
Oh, one more, please.
Here, let me fast forward it then.
Down when we hit the floor, best show in town. In the VIP, ladies all
Macho
around.
Man.
Rascals and me.
Is that, from this album?
Yeah.
We actually had him on our morning show. Oh.
I've got the one that everyone's going to hate us for.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Last one.
Ah!
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Okay. It's that time.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Really? Was it this time?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
We got a lot of people to thank, but let's start off with everybody who's hung with us. Let's say mad props to Choi, Chris, 1019. Mad props to Digital Diva, The Juke, Toe, Turpman, Virtual One who's been in there, and Mr. Man who was in there earlier.
Tit popped up for a little while as well.
Yep, Tit popped up. So everybody who's hung out in the chat room, you earned
Mad Props!
Bitches.
Of course, Spankwagon has a lot of other people we need to thank. First off, anybody who helps us get on the air. Big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for the studio space. Big thank you to our syndicates, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, and Lips 106. If you want to be our friends, you need to go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Click and be our friend. We like the friends.
We like our friends.
Again, I've been Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
And until next week,
stay hard, bitches.
And spank hard.